listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for staying with us here on ABQ Connect. Scott Simpkins was with us here in our first half hour talking about Petrie GMC and Petrie Buick, and they have a lot of wonderful cars and vehicles. And he also has Petrie Kia. They have been a sponsor here on KNKT for some time and really supporting us, and we really appreciate Scott being in. I'm now joined by Matt Moffitt and Holly Slade with Feed New Mexico Kids. I'm always excited to see you guys, because I know you have some victories to share with us, right?
We do.
This
we
afternoon?
Do. Yep.
I want everybody to know, you guys have been in three or four times, but Feed New Mexico Kids has a very unique, specific mission. And I want you to share that with our listeners. But before you do that, tell us about the need. I'm always in shock about how many young people in the city of Albuquerque do not have food.
Yeah. So the Title I Homeless Project is in charge of counting the homeless children according to the McKinney-Vento Act. And the McKinney-Vento Act defines what homelessness is in a child. And it's not just the kids who are living in tunnels and on the streets and in shelters, but it also includes families that are doubled and tripled up in accommodations that aren't meant for that many people. Mm-hmm. It includes what are called unaccompanied youth, which are teenagers that are sort of couch surfing from one place to another. It also includes people who are living in motels or are on a voucher system for a house, hoping that they can find employment and get into a long-term lease situation. So in 2017, the last numbers were 3,750. And that's just homeless. So that doesn't include the people that are living below poverty, but technically have a roof over their head. So they could have a roof over their head, but not able to pay their utilities and still not be counted as homeless.
And not have food.
Correct. And so the real numbers are, you know, somewhere between 25% and, you know, 33% of our children are hungry on a regular basis. You know, our stats sort of fluctuate throughout the year, but, you know, on the conservative side, we say one in every four children in New Mexico lives in a food insecure situation.
Food insecure situation. Holly Slade, Matt Moffitt with Feed New Mexico Kids in studio with us this afternoon. How do they get in touch? How do people get in touch with you guys? Because they need to make donations. We'll talk about the donation centers. You also take cash donations. Let's start with your website.
Yeah, our website is phenomenal. We just got the giving revamped so that people can have an understanding. So people can go to feednmkids.com, and they can click on snack pack. And, for instance, let's say you've just got $7 to spare. That's the cost of one snack pack. You can go on there and give $7. If you're somebody that has maybe a monthly budget that you'd like to share with us, that's really what we need most right now is for monthly donors, whether that's $50 a month, $100 a month. We just had a very generous donor who did a matching gift, and she committed $1,150 a month herself.
Wow.
If other donors would match it, and people came out of the woodwork and matched it in 4 days. But, you know, we still have to keep climbing. We're not where we need to be to serve the children, even in just APS, more or less the state. So anybody who can spare like $20 a month, I mean, anything you can spare. There are fixed dollar amounts on the website, but just go to other. If there's some other rent you want to give, you know, $11.25 a month, awesome. Go to the other button and do that. And for people who like to text, they can text the word snack pack to 505-375-6627.
And that automatically gets billed to your phone bill, right, when you text it?
No, you go in and set it up to come out of your bank account.
Oh, out of your
bank
account.
So once you text the snack pack to that number, then it'll respond back to you and walk you through setting up a donation.
Oh,
either
nice.
On a regular basis or a one-time donation.
Fantastic. And then you obviously want food.
We do.
And you've got a bunch of places people can drop those off.
We do. So we need single-serve, nutritious, easy-eat items. So these snack packs are a Ziploc bag that includes these items in it that a child can open and eat on their own. So, for instance, we don't want things that have to be microwaved. We don't want things that require a can opener. So things like the Pull Top Chef Boyardee, beef ravioli. We want that protein in there.
Mm-hmm.
Single-serve trail mix packages. We do the single-serve mac and cheese because they can make that with hot water.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're an unaccompanied youth, they can usually go to one of the corner stores and get hot water as long as they have their own container.
Mm-hmm.
And then we put a feel-good item in there like pudding. You know, we do add ramen, we add cup of soup, we add granola, we add all those things, but we tend to get more of those things than we do those protein items. So if anybody listening just wants to get some Chef Boyardee beef ravioli, they can drop it at Calvary Osuna at 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. They can drop it at Legacy Church, which is right off of Coors and Central. That's 7201 Central. They can drop it any APD substation.
Mm.
You live close to an APD substation, you can go in, drop the food there. We give them snack packs on a regular basis as well to go out and take on their calls.
Outstanding. So you've got, we're really appealing people not only to know about the ministry and what you're doing. What I really like, Holly, is that you have a ministry, but you are serving anybody and everybody regardless of what they believe. You're
Correct.
Working very closely with APS and some other government agencies.
Right, right. We are. You know, there's no judgment on why a child is hungry.
Mm.
You know, you bring a child and, you know, it's biblical. Quite frankly, you
yeah.
know, what is pure and undefiled religion but caring for widows and orphans in their time of need,
yeah.
right? Makes no differentiation about how they came to be widowed or how they came to be orphans. And really, when you think about it, a lot of these kids are orphans. A whole lot of them are in situations where they've lost a parent due to the opioid crisis.
Mm.
They may have another parent that's incarcerated. We have other kids who crisis has come upon the family. And they've perhaps lost one parent due to cancer, and the other parent is grieving and trying to make ends meet and, you know, dealing with medical bills. We have situations where car accidents and things like that, where there's a nationwide epidemic right now of grandparents raising grandchildren.
Mm.
They're on very fixed incomes. It wasn't designed for a grandparent to take in grandchildren from three different of their own children, and now suddenly in their, you know, golden years, they've got 10 grandkids to take care of.
Mm.
And so, you know, we're just, it doesn't matter whether this was, you know, crime and opioids or whether it was, you know, tragic illness and job loss. Just doesn't matter. We just want to help the kids get nutrition in their bodies so that they can get in front of a teacher and they can learn and they can get through school.
Total number of children estimated in Albuquerque that have, that need food.
It's an incalculable number because it really is the one in four that are hungry. So the number that we have is that homeless number I was telling you
right,
about, which
right.
is almost 4,000. But the number is much larger than that because we have the children that are living at and below poverty that aren't included in that McKinney-Vento number. So it's one out of every four. So look out your window, look at a group of children, just start counting off. 1, 2, 3, 4. Boom. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
Boom. 1, 2, 3, 4. Boom. That's how many.
Obviously, the need is huge.
Yeah.
Holly, how many people are you able to serve right now with the resources at your disposal?
Right now, we're in over 30 schools. Each school has a different need level. Several of the schools are at 25, but we have a school that's at 103
wow.
snack packs over there. They've got kids that are coming in from the Westside Homeless Shelter. And so they got surprised, kind of hit this year by a much higher need than they had anticipated. The counselor called us at the during the first week of school and said, you know, we had 103 different severely hungry, very skinny children sent to the office by the teachers because that they were, you know, distracted. They had headaches, stomach aches. They were dizzy. So we got the 103 snack packs over to them, and our volunteer who takes them over just told us just this morning, said that the counselor got feedback from the teachers that said, you have no idea the impact this is having. The kids are coming to school. They're coming on time. They're focused. They're paying attention. And the teacher said, we can teach them.
I love those stories. We're going to have more from Matt Moffitt and Holly Slade. Stay with us here on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor Scott. Remember the drive-in movie experience? So enjoyable. There were swings and games, the concession stand with the wonderful smell of popcorn drifting around, the movie, of course. Join us Friday, September 27th at 6 p.m. for Movie in the Field, at Douglas MacArthur Elementary. It's going to be fun. Info at crossfellowship.org. That's crossfellowship.org.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. Have you ever wondered why people dread buying a new car? Maybe it's because of the way they were treated in the past. Maybe they were disrespected, or maybe they were even lied to. Well, none of us can change the past, but at Power Ford, we can help you write the future. We're a different type of dealership, so you have a different type of experience. We believe in doing the right thing, building trust, and leading with our values. Faith, family, and then Ford. We're here to help. Just ask. Find your ride at mypowerford.com.
G'day to you. It's Joel and Luke here from the band For King Country with some thrilling news.
This fall, we'd like to personally invite you to Burn the Ships of the World Tour in Albuquerque, New Mexico on October 19th at Tingley Coliseum.
It's going to be quite a night of music and stories. It's just going to be you and us. We'll be taking the stage at the top of the show. And in honor of Burn the Ships, the production design will be inspired by the bow of a ship, making it the most elaborate but intimate night you've experienced with us yet.
And we'll also be playing more music than ever before. Every song from our latest album. God only knows what you've been through. As well as many of your favorites, such as Fix My Eyes and Priceless. Fix my eyes.
So we cannot wait to embark on this voyage with you.
Join us October 19th at Tingley Coliseum. Reserve your seats right now at forkeencountry.com.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Pastor Matt Moffitt and Holly Slade in studio with us here on ABQ Connect this afternoon. They are part of this wonderful ministry, Feed New Mexico Kids, and they're doing a special work, and we're just glad to be here. Holly, you just shared a story with us, kind of a victory. I want you to continue with that because our listeners need to know how this is actually helping kids in the community.
Yeah, so we, during that first week of hunger at that school I was telling you about, the counselor turned to one of the little boys and she said, "Sweetheart, when was the last time you ate?" So this is Monday, right? Mm-hmm. When was the last time you ate? And he said, "My grandpa gave me some Cheez-Its yesterday."
Wow.
So, you know, think how you're going to function Monday morning if the last thing you ate was, you know, maybe a handful of Cheez-Its on a Sunday. And so when the teachers are telling us these snack packs, they're coming to school, they're on time, they can pay attention, their behavior is improved, they can focus, we can teach them. That's a huge victory, especially in the kid's life, because, you know, a hungry child is twice as likely to repeat a grade, three times as likely to get suspended. So just imagine if, you know, you're struggling in your home life already. You're hungry and now you have to repeat your grade. I mean, for us in the employment world, that's like, okay, you get a do-over. You have to do the whole year all over again. No raise, no promotions, no nothing. Nothing changes. Nothing's better. You just get to do it all over again. There's a huge, hit in your motivation to continue on, to succeed, to try and dream. And then what happens, I mean, probably everybody read the article in the paper last week about suicide in New Mexico. A hungry teenager is five times as likely to commit suicide. Mm. So take our astronomical suicide rate and now lay hunger on top of a teenage population and just do the math. I mean, we have to interject into our society and do what we're able to do.
Well, the math is actually pretty easy because the average class, I would imagine, is somewhere between 15 and 20 kids. So in a classroom of 20 kids, five of them are food insecure. Give us that definition one more time.
So one in four children in New Mexico are food insecure, and classrooms here are more like 30.
Mm.
You know, so
it's even larger.
Yeah, yeah. So in any given classroom, you've got four hungry children, statistically. Mm. And in some schools, you're going to have more, and in some schools, a little bit less. But hunger hides. People are afraid. You know, they're afraid that if they say that their parents can't feed them, that they might get taken away from their parent or their overseeing adult. The overseeing adults are afraid. You know, we hear all the time of parents, you know, saying, "Yes, we need food, but please don't tell Health and Human Services," you know, and being hungry, should not be something that people are so ashamed of that they're not letting us know. So we're trying to just get the word out that we're here to help. We want to know where the hungry kids are. We want to get the food to them. We've got some refugee families in some of the schools that we sometimes get food that's different than our snack pack food. And so we find the right avenues for that, and we had given them some rice and some other things. Well, they didn't know how to cook it. And so the little girl came in, and she said it didn't taste very good. They had mixed some peanut butter with dry rice. They didn't know what to do. And so the teacher, the counselor actually, you know, got recipes for them and sent the recipes home. And the little girl came, and she said to the counselor, "We were hungry, and you fed us." Okay, well, that's right out of scripture.
Sure.
All right, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was in jail, you visited me, right? So teacher has some Bible training as well, and I'm counselor, actually, and she said, "Who fed you?" Little girl threw her arms wide open, head back. She said, "Almighty God."
Amen.
So, you know, we're getting there. The message is getting there. You know, you can't go into APS and spread the gospel. You can't officially proselytize. You can't put tracts in the snack pack. But by golly, you can show the love of Jesus Christ every day by the way you care for widows and orphans in their time of need.
Holly, I'm sure that if somebody wanted to make a huge financial donation, you would welcome that with open arms.
Absolutely.
But what we're really appealing to is just every person that's going to go to Costco or Walmart or Smith's or Albertsons, they can pick up a couple of items, drop them off at any police station, Legacy Church, Calvary Albuquerque, and just put the food in the bins.
Yep.
Talk to us a little bit more specifically about sometimes you get more food than another, so you need more proteins, like tuna fish packets and those type of things.
Flavored tuna packets. We need the beef ravioli with the flip-top lid. We need the single sleeve trail mix, the single sleeve nuts. We do run out of the mac and cheese. Interestingly enough, there's quite a bit of protein in a single serve mac and cheese, not the boxes where you have to add milk and butter. There's no milk and butter to add. It has to be single serve because they can get hot water right out of the faucet. So those are the things that we generally run low on. And I know a lot of people right now are getting their groceries delivered. You know, or they're doing curbside pickup. And so that's really why we revamped the website, was to make it easier, because if people are ordering the food on Amazon and having it delivered, then sometimes they are paying shipping charges. So we just wanted to make it as cost efficient as possible. So a snack pack costs about $7 for us to put together. That includes the Ziploc bag, the napkin, the spoon. And if people, you know, are somebody who orders their groceries online and that's just easier, that's great. They can go on the Feed New Mexico Kids website and they can set that up monthly. See, what we have to do, what we have the challenge of, is when we adopt a school, we commit to that school for the rest of the school year. We will not do a takeaway. So the one-time donations are phenomenal, but we budget it out monthly.
Sure.
Because when we take on a school, it's a minimum of 25 snack packs per week, every single week. Just like we go to the grocery store regularly and we eat regularly, so do these kids. So they get the Title I lunch. Some of the schools have a Title I breakfast, but not all of them. So these snack packs are given to these kids on Friday. It's to get them through the weekend. Because Saturday and Sunday, they don't have a reliable place for their food. And so when they come back to school Monday morning, one of the teachers said they're just almost like ravenous animals. They are so incredibly hungry. And they're mentally and emotionally all over the place. I mean, you know, as adults, we joke about being hangry, you know. And I think what if you're one of the teenagers and you're going through puberty and your hormones are going, you know, off the walls anyway, and now you're hungry on top of it and your blood sugar's whacked?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, can you even imagine what you're like on a Monday morning?
That's got to be tough to even think about studying, even considering that.
Right. And then we wonder why our teenagers drop out of school.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you're, you know, I've said this before, I mean, teenage boy, you know, 15 years old, you're burning 3,000 calories a day standing still. And then you're hungry. Why stay in school? You just drop out, get a job so you can eat.
Yeah. So having food and trying to bring some security to the family food situation. And you're not just providing, you're allowing kids to take snack packs home for the weekend.
That's our specialty. So we rely on the school to feed them Monday through Friday, quite frankly. And then we also rely on the school to identify their most needy kids, the ones who will not have adequate nutrition over the weekend without the snack pack. Mm-hmm. And they give it to the child right before they leave to get on the bus. It goes discreetly in their backpack, and on the bus they go, so that they've got nutrition over the weekend.
That's fantastic. What about, you told me a paradox about some young people that are bused in outside of Albuquerque, and they may not arrive on campus before breakfast is served. You guys have some snack packs that are provided for kids on the campus too, right?
We do. When that's the situation at a school, where they know that they've got some late arrivals, kids who are living in motels, generally have a series of buses to catch.
Yeah.
There are several situations around town where kids are arriving late and either the school doesn't serve breakfast or they've stopped serving breakfast, and the schools are looking into what they can do about that as well. But in the meantime, we'll give snack packs to the teachers, the school nurse, the counselors, so that if there is a hungry child during the school day, they've got something to work with.
Matt Moffitt, Holly Slade, they are part of Feed New Mexico Kids, and we're going to be back with more with them. No break? All right, I guess I've been told there's no break. Matt, I wanted to ask you, we're going to stay here with our listeners this afternoon. Talk to me about your volunteers. You got to have a team of incredible people making, you know, packing the bags and putting everything together. What does that take?
We have some amazing people who show up. Some of them every day to help at our, we have a small warehouse that's been provided for us, and we have a warehouse manager who kind of oversees everything that's there. We have our Monday packers and our Tuesday packers who come, sometimes 15 of them, sometimes up to 25 that will show up to pack on Mondays and Tuesdays. And then we have our delivery drivers who come out of pocket to drive as far as the South Valley to deliver schools in great need down in the South Valley. So we have people who pack snack packs. We have people who put food on the shelves. We have people who transport the food. We have to go out to all the substations and to Calvary to pick up the food that comes in over the weekend so that on Mondays and Tuesdays it can get to our warehouse so the volunteers can pack it. So it's a great operation that is run completely by volunteers. We don't have any paid staff. Holly's not a paid staff. I'm not a paid staff with Feed New Mexico Kids. Every bit of the money that comes in to our organization goes to put food in those snack packs and get to those kids. Our volunteers don't get paid. They don't get gas allotment. They are doing everything out of pocket. So we have some great folks.
So if you're considering giving, you really have to know that God is really in this ministry, and you guys are serving and doing everything you can. So we really want to appeal to people. You know, there's ways to go to the website. Feed New Mexico Kids.
Feed NM Kids.
FeedNMKids.com. And then there's also a phone number that they can call.
Right. They can text, actually. They can text to give at 505-375-6627. And that's a text to give. And they would text the word snack pack. And then that'll take them to the website and guide them through.
And it gives them, as Matt described earlier, ways to sign up, and they can make a donation, via a debit card or
a credit
bank
card.
Account or credit card, anything like that.
However they want to set it up. But, Jim, our need is great. I mean, we're doing some amazing things, but the need is so much greater than we're able to currently provide. And if we can see donations come in at about $7,000 a week, that's going to allow us to do 1,000 snack packs in addition to what we're doing today, which is going to reach more kids. But you heard Holly say earlier, the real need is 3,750 kids that are considered homeless, and all of those kids who come into situations temporarily, they're in, they're out of food insecure homes. So the need is far greater than that. So we would love to see $7,000 a week coming in to the organization so that we can provide, in addition to what we do today, which is just a little under 500 snack packs a week, to over 1,500 a week. So then we're getting closer. And then, you know, from there we can build.
Baby steps all along the way.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're doing a lot, but when you actually look at the sum total, you know, because it happens weekly, like I said, it's not a one-shot wonder.
Sure.
You know, we don't eat once a year and we're good. Mm. You know, it's weekly. I mean, truthfully, it's daily, but we're trying to cover Saturday and Sunday in these kids' lives, which means when we take on a school, we're in it for the long haul. We will get them the snack packs week in and week out until school is out.
Well, I have to say also that for example, the Albuquerque Public Schools, they're working pretty closely with you guys.
Yes, they are. They're wonderful.
And, you know, you guys are all on the same team working toward. And I had Scott Simpkins with Petrie GMC on, and, you know, talking about his business. He's a sponsor. And I asked him this question I'm going to ask you guys. I'm not asking you to talk about Democrats or Republicans. What I'm wondering is, why can we all work together in a business or a ministry, but we can't seem to get that done on the political side? Why is that? You guys have an idea about that?
I have no idea.
It's baffling to me how we could all work together to feed New Mexico kids, and you guys are doing some awesome work, but for some reason, we can't get simple legislation passed to allow a minor to be admitted to a care, you know, an overnight homeless shelter. For some reason, we can't get that legislation passed, and it's baffling to me.
You know, when we go to the schools and we meet with principals and we meet with those people that run the offices, I've never been asked if I'm a Democrat or a Republican.
Nope, not once.
And they're excited that we're there, that we're caring for kids, that we're providing food for the kids.
And you know, that's really my point. My point is, who cares? Let's all work together. Let's take care of each other. There's obviously wonderful things happening in, like, your organization. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon on ABQ Connect. We'll talk to you guys here in a few weeks.
Great.
Thanks
Thank
for
you
joining
so
us.
Much, Jim. Appreciate it.
Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.